Well, hello and welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. I'm your host, Vanessa Green. Guys, we are in the middle of the year. It is the 1st of June. The mornings are colder. It is getting darker, but the fish are here. We are in the thick of winter. It has officially begun. We can definitely feel that cooler seas when we get in the water early in the morning, but fortunately there are plenty fish in the sea, and here's a little taste of what you can expect over this week's show. Guys, starting off on your offshore side, the sea has been a bit grumpy along the KZN coastline. It seems to be settling down, and it seems as though the only fish that are about are kuta and snook, apart from the bottom fish if you can fight off the sharks. As for the rock and surf side of fishing, it is certainly feeling like winter, with all that common edible species being on the bite. That's all your classic edibles, and yes, we have good reports off Garrick, Warner Beach being my area of the week, and we are going to get into all of that later on. As for the freshwater side of fishing, well, that hasn't cooled off the fish, although the temperatures are cooler. The bass are huge at Albert Falls, the Mudma Dam is fishing quite well, and the trout are still coming out in great sizes. Now, like we said, we're going to get into all of that in great detail in the show, but before we do, here's a special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher, and this is their featured product for the week.
The Daiwa Saltest Star Drag Multipliers are strong, yet compact and light. A drag rating of as much as 10 kgs of pressure to the spool. Constructed from machined aluminium and anodized for maximum corrosion resistance. These are high-performing, durable reels. True Free Spool makes them ideal for long casting or live bait fishing. 6.4 to 1 gear ratio makes them fast enough for jigging, yet powerful enough to land big fish. Daiwa. Feel alive.
Thank you, the Kingfisher, for once again making the show possible. Now, guys, Adam has fallen ill over this past week, so unfortunately we don't have him on the show. However, here is his dedication to the show. He still managed to text me a very good detailed report of what's been going on down the South Coast. And he just refuses to let go. And although he doesn't have much of a voice to call it out, he still has his eyes and ears on the ground. So, guys, fishing report for the Lower South Coast goes as follows. Things has taken a turn for the better. Plenty of non-eds and eds has been on the bite. These are ranging from some beautiful GTs down Port Edward to some nice fish near Trafalgar. Stompy, a local resident angler, has been having the time of his life with some juvenile mussel cracker, and he had a handful of bream. He's also produced a beautiful catfish rockout off Margate. Been some nice crop down at Sandspit, and the Amzinkulu has produced some screaming reels. The rock and surf fishing and river fishing has been on fire, even with a few days of big swells. Your weather conditions for this week is looking really good. Swells off around 1.5 meters with a 14 period wave gap for most of the weekend, but with very light winds. And those are changing back and forth from your northwesters to your southwesterly winds throughout the weekend. So it is definitely fishable. Guys, something also to take note from Adam is that all these fish that I have mentioned, he has sent me the images. So make sure to check it out on our Angler News YouTube channel. While you're right there, make sure you hit that subscribe button and that notification bell not to miss out on any further shows, as well as the highlights of what we are talking about. So guys, that was Adam's report that was texted to me this morning. It is looking like the Lower South Coast is certainly the place to be, and we wish Adam a speedy recovery. We'd love to hear him back next week, which I'm sure we would, especially with the fishing going on the way it is. I have no doubt he'll be back behind the microphone very soon. Now let's move on to Warner Beach, where guys, Gary has got a fantastic report. The Garrick are here. Gary has been seeing that Garrick all week. So here's his report of what's been going on down at Warner Beach and Amanzimtoti.
Good afternoon, chaps. It's Gary here, the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good day to you all. Well, the sea was beautiful this morning. Actually, yesterday it was pretty good, lively. But this morning it was flat. You don't see these type of days anymore. I heard a few Garrick have come out today. Along the flats on live bait. There were lots of skates as well. Big browns are here today. I'm not quite sure of the identity of those skates, but someone told me that they were big browns, but a couple of shared have come out. I heard in Yawnee in the morning early there's a few coming out there, you know. Not many carers about the rocks in this area, but there are a couple of the sort of smallish ones, and that's a lot of the time is what the garrick have been eating of the locally caught baits. Yeah, lots of little cob at night, and then I'm kabob, ostrich. Sort of mixed grills and that type of thing, a small cob. There will be some nice big stumpies around the rocks at night and that type of fish. Heard a couple of little pompano came out, but no big ones on this side, but I'm sure they'll be there if you fish with the right bait for them. A couple of gannets are dropping, but it looked like on little bait balls, sprats, because they were just the way they were operating. But let's see if the pace is picking up, and we're looking forward to some fish entering our local waters here. That's all for this week. Until next week, tight lines.
Thank you, Gary. Looks like we have got cob, shad, garrick, and stumpies. What a fantastic place to be, whether you're fishing day or night at Warner Beach or Manzantoti. There's certainly bound to be some rods bending, and if you are chasing those big browns, looks like Gary says that's what they are looking like. Now let's move on to Durban, where we are with Mike V and Brad Krubler with this week's fishing report. And once again, edibles, guys, edibles.
How's it, guys? Yes, fishing this last week has been a bit up and down again. Still quite a few edibles being caught. The guys doing some lovely stumpies, bronze bream, a couple of the barbel, heard of a few grunters in that Beachwood Rocket Hut stretch. So the edibles are around. Guys putting in the time, we're getting quite a few. There were some grey sharks in the Blue Lagoon area. There was a couple of greys out of Addington as well, but not a lot. The guys that were there each got one or two, so it was nice just to see the guys getting some bite. Ski boat side, the Oaks were getting a couple of cooter in the Flat Sea. Still some big cooter around. Snook have been around as well, quite plentiful. Oaks fishing on the bottom have been getting their fair share of the bottom fish. So yeah, the ski boat side's been doing quite well, as well as the paddle skis. The bays had some lovely grunt in it. The Oaks fishing stand water got quite a few. All that one to about 2.5 kilo size. I didn't see any pictures of any giant ones this in the last week, but all that average size good grunter. There have been one or two kingies around and a couple springers. So yeah, it is worth putting in some time there. Thanks, guys.
Well, good day, guys. It's Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing over the last week. So, guys, over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday time, we had some really nice fish. We got some lovely, lovely half cob, which is nice to see them coming back again. But once again, the tooth monsters out there again. So, they ate quite a bit of our fish. Tried for some cooter, managed to hook one, lose one. Not very, very big one, but yeah. Tough fishing. Otherwise, the bottom fishing been pretty good out there. Generally, nice rock hards, general soldiers and slingers. And then on the way back, we managed to hook up some lovely yellowfin tuna just on the deep number one side coming over John Ross. Yeah, so guys, yeah, fishing has been all right. Things are getting better. Water's getting a bit cooler. Yeah, so hopefully things get excited. See you guys next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Excellent stuff, guys. As always, Durban is the place to be. And although it's cooler, Durban is still the warmest place in the country. So, yeah, great times ahead. Looks like the winter fishing is here. There are plenty edibles around. And like Brad said, the bottom fishing is definitely looking fantastic. And, of course, some tuna along the way. Now let's move up the North Coast to Bolito and Salt Rock, where things has been pretty slow. And that's especially on your rock and surf side. There has been some fish, not fireworks. Jesse's going to tell us all about it, but there's definitely the offshore action. So, guys, here's Jesse's report over the past week of Bolito and Salt Rock.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. We've had a little bit of a slow week. I wish I could. Normally, what happens in the morning is I sit here and I acquire all of the news that's happened during the week, everything that has gone down, the fish stories. I go back on my chats and I check what people have caught and all of that. And this week it was, to be dead honest, my chats have been barren of fish pictures and stories and all of that. It's been quite a tough one. Apart from the offshore guys in the Bolito area, or the general North Coast area, Bolito, from Tinley, down to Westbrook, the Mersey, all of those areas. Apart from that, being really good as far as Kuta and Snook go, it's been dead. And it's never nice to report on quiet fishing, but it is what it is, and unfortunately that's how things go with the weather changes that we've had, the hot and cold patches out in the ocean, the surge that we've been having. It really hasn't made it easy for anybody, unless you're fishing really far north. And when I say far north, we have a lot of guys coming in and buying chokka and red eyes, and when you ask them what they're catching, you know, it's just cob, and that's not a bad thing. It's just that it's been very localized. You know, it's been at one place or another. It hasn't been all over the show, which is quite common for this time of the year. And the fish do tend to avoid certain areas when they're moving up, and then they'll go deeper when they go through other areas. We see it, for example, down the coast with the wahoo. You'll get a ton of wahoo all the way from Sedona down to, let's say, for example, Richards Bay. They do a massive loop around Durban, and you'll get one or two that come in a bit shallow, especially if you're going out fairly deep, and then they come in around the Alawal Shoal area. It's just the way that the currents and the structure works, and it's much the same with your cob. The only time that you'll get those fish to be at almost every spot that you go to is when the seasons progress and the areas are now saturated with cob, and they have to travel into all of the areas to actually locate their food. And that's when we as anglers refer to the fish as thick, when the fish come thick, when they come on the bite in a big way. That's when the area is saturated. And it happens a lot with bronze bream, it happens with garrick, and all of that. So that's what's happening at the moment with the cob. They just localize. It's a small shoal that's come through, and the guys are catching up north. On our local areas here, like Bolito, we haven't seen a heck of a lot. We've seen one or two garrick at the Tongat mouth, which is a good sign, because I mean, we haven't really had anything up till now. Last week we had a few garrick on at Sheffield, and the guys catching them on spinning tackle. Apart from that, there really have been no other garrick around, so that's a really good sign of things to come in the next weeks, let's say 2 or 3 weeks or so. I think we might have a couple more there. And then smaller species, bronze bream, small stumpies, little javelin grunter, all of that type of stuff. There'd been one or two, but guys, unfortunately that is it for the week. Shad, I don't even want to mention shad because it's just been so poor. I heard of one guy that went down to the galley here in front of Ocean Baskets in by the Ski Boat Club, and was throwing a little falcon spoon. He caught one shad. It was his first session for the year, and managed to hook a shad, so well done to him on that. And I think if the guys spend a little bit more time spooning, they will catch a shad or two. But it's just been quite cold, and the conditions have not been great up until yesterday and the day before, though. So yeah, I think that's basically where it ends. But like I said, on the ski boats and the skis, the guys have been cleaning up. There have been a lot of kutil and a lot of snook, and the charter guys are doing phenomenally well. The guys fishing all the way from Infloti up to call it Tinley Manor have been catching a heck of a lot of snook, and it's mainly on fillets now. Red eye fillets is going to be the best, but you can of course use Japanese mackerel, you can use sardine if you've got some fresh sods. And then the kuta have just been coming out, mainly bonnies, walla walla, and if you can get a fresh larvae, then go for it. But up until the last 2 days, I've heard of very little bait out there. But the last 2 days, I've had the guys coming in and telling me that there's a lot of red eye out there, a couple of bonnies, and then some oddball species like your wolf herring and what we call sea pike, which is basically, it looks like a small barracuda, pickhandle barracuda. And those fish, those baits are actually getting some bites. So it's been good as far as offshore is concerned, guys. A lot of guys coming in to buy choco, your potter squid, your bottom fishing baits. And that's normally a sign that the bottom fish have really started to turn on, and we are going into that time of the year now. So I think, yeah, let's see what happens going forward. And again, guys, we rely on you guys for the reports and feedback from what's happening out there. And if we don't get any reports, you know, everybody suffers, because at the end of the day, we don't have any guidelines to go by, and we don't know what really to go out there and target. So every bit of info helps, guys. If you can just send some stuff through to us, it'll be great. And yeah, guys, have a good one this week. Let us know what happens. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. Yeah, it's been a tough week in your area. This weather conditions going up and down, it would cause a bit of a disturbance. And like you said, it is what it is. But I'm sure we will be back next week with more to report on. And yeah, it is certainly looking positive. So once again, buddy, thank you for all that advice that you have put into this report. Although there hasn't been much fish to report on, except for that offshore side, like you've mentioned. Now let's move on to Tanzini Banks, where we are with Nick, who's also had a bit of a tough weekend on the rock and surf side. However, there were still some pompano, shad, and cob on the bite. And as for that bottom fishing, fantastic stuff. Here is Nick to tell us all about it.
Afternoon, Vanessa. Yeah, your report on the five top ways or baits or methods of catching garrick is quite appropriate. Even to our area, I know the guys are catching them on the south coast, but it's about now when we start. Best place is river mouths, which would be the Matikulu, Umlalazi, and the Siaya river mouths. Garrick seem to congregate there. And funny, on the Umlalazi river, it's on the south bank as opposed to the north bank. You do get them on the north bank, but not as much. I think it's because of the way the sandbanks are formed on the south during the winter on the south bank. Yeah, deep sea, the guys have been going out in drips and drabs. Over the Saturday last week, they caught quite a few. Kuta out at High Point. And then on Sunday, which was quite a nice day in the end, one boat went out and they caught a lot of bottoms. They got their quota and they were back by 10:30, having launched after 8:00. And they only sat on one little reef and hung around that area, very close inshore. The rock and surf, a lot of guys struggled on the weekend. Sunday morning, when Gerard went down, he caught a cob of about 65 and a shad not much smaller. It was a bus of a shad, nearly as big as the cob. Whereas the guys around him got some pomponos and little sharks and a baby cob. Jan Paul, and he caught 5 pomponos, but nice size, eh? I mean, eating size pomponos. The river has its moments. It's actually quite dirty still from all the rain we had last week. A big, heavy downpour we had. Now, main fish the guys have been catching is river bream. I think we're coming off Neap now, looking at the moon last night. So, yeah, with the springs pushing into the mouth, we'll bring the clean water back in and we should get back to normal.
Thank you, Nick. What a fantastic report of what's been going on at Mtanzini Banks. Now, guys, two things about this report. One is that Nick was talking about my top 5 baits and lures to use for garrick. So, guys, if you haven't checked this out, it's our new series called The Top 5, The Answer Top 5 of Fishing. And this week we spoke about the top 5 baits or lures to use for garrick. So the way that works is that we put out a WhatsApp poll with anglers from throughout the country and we see what the rankings are. And yeah, if you haven't checked that out, make sure to check it out on our YouTube video. And the second thing is, still sticking with our YouTube video, make sure to check out these catches that Nick was talking about. That tuna is looking huge, as well as a few other catches. So yeah, everything that Nick has mentioned, it's on the YouTube channel Angler News. Make sure to check it out. Now, let's move on to Richards Bay, where we are with Ellie, and another very good short, sweet report, because the weather conditions were rather bumpy up in our area as well.
Good morning, guys. I hope you are doing well. Fishing this past week have been a bit on and off with the bad weather, but anglers still managed to get a few days of fishing in. Offshore anglers caught a few kingfish, as well as some pewter and some salmon sarocod. In our harbour, anglers were using live bait and caught a few kingfish, as well as some salmon and live mullet. But that's all for now. Thanks, guys, and tatas.
Thank you, Ellie. Looks like, yeah, the weather was a bit up and down, but you did manage to get some fish. So well done to the guys in Richards Bay. So now, guys, that rounds off our saltwater report for this week. Now moving on to the freshwater, where it is absolutely fireworks. Seems to be like that on all facets. Jan is going to tell us all about it. Here is Jan from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg.
Hey there, guys. So the weather's been a little bit up and down this past week. It warmed up again after the chill of last week. And then a late frontal system brought a spit in the spot of the drippy stuff. Between 5 and 10 mils was reported in the Midlands area, and also some more snow up top, although mainly up in Lesotho. This strange weather seems to be as a possible change as we move out of the La Nina into an El Nino. So there are already warnings coming later this year of a warm and dry summer. Well, at the moment, it's still a bit wet, so let's see what happens a little bit later on this year. That being said, the weather's looking good for the weekend so far, so fingers crossed that it stays this way, as it's the Camberg Trout Festival, and yours truly will be out flogging the waters. Last year, a massive front came through the day before the festival and made conditions somewhat difficult on the very first day, to say the very least of it. So let's hope it's better this year. Of note is that the trout river season is officially closed this week, so there have been a few hardy anglers trying to get their last minute fix before a 3-month drought until the season reopens on the 1st of September. Last outings reported by the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers took place on the Moy River and yielded some fish in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 27 to 33 centimeter class. No better way to end the season, I dare say. Myself, being a river angler first and foremost, I am ashamed to report that I have had only a single outing out on our local streams this entire season, and that was on opening day, 1st of September last year. Shocking. After that, what with the weather, rain, rivers blown out, followed by year end, and then the new year start, and well, as for this year, who knows where it's even gone. But I will be out and sure to rectify that next season. With the Stillwater season officially taking over this week, and first of the winter events having already taken place this last weekend, these being the Hastings Exclusive and Leg 1 of the Topps Corporate Trophy Challenge. While the weather didn't exactly play ball, but there was a small window of opportunity over the first session on Friday morning, where most of the anglers got themselves on the board, which, straight after that, the weather went pretty pear-shaped, with high winds and a drop in pressure. No fishy figures from the Hastings event, but a total of over 200 fish were recorded at the Tops event, and a third of those measuring 50 centimeters and over, and six fish coming in over the 60 centimeter mark, the biggest of which pulled the tape to 64 centimeters, or 25 inches, for visiting angler Denzel Ulliott, who used to be resident in the area, but is an annual return visitor back to his former home waters. Congrats, Dens. As can be expected from these events, every angler has their favorite fly, so no clear pattern in the wide variety of flies that took fish. So, unfortunately, no help to me for this weekend. It appears that the weekend weather kept most of the recreational anglers indoors, as the returns from the NFFC Stillwaters show only a sprinkling of fish around the 15-inch or 40-centimeter mark. But judging from the results of the Tops event, there are clearly some great fish about. So here's hoping that the weather plays ball, and we can look forward to a bit of serious arm wrestling this weekend. On to the Bass Boys, and it seems that the bass were out and about before the weekend weather. And local angler Alistair Moore's pit got stuck in, landing a 15.1 kilo bag, with the biggest fish coming in at 4.43 kilos. Well done, Captain Ali. Last week was also practice week for the Major League Fishing, MLF, Cast for Cash event, which took place in Albert Falls this past weekend. Weather notwithstanding, local team Kirk van Roebeck and Tion Ordendahl took the win with a bag of 13.6 kilos. Well, congrats there, guys. certainly seems that the fish are out there, and as mentioned recently, sometimes the winter fishing is better than the summer fishing. But here with a couple of more tips for the winter bass fishing. Downsize your equipment and switch to lighter spinning outfits and lighter line weights. Try finesse rigs and slow your retrieves right down, as slow as possible. As far as lures go, plastic, basically any plastic. And as mentioned, drag it slowly. Lure color depends on water color. We all know dark for dirty, light and natural for clean water. Logic will also tell you to use lures that mimic the bait that's present in the dam. For example, if you've got red breast around, well then throw in some lures that have got some red in them. A common sense, I dare say. If you stuck for one lure, soft plastic worms have probably counted for more bass than any other style of lure. So get stuck in. And word from the water is that midwall continues to produce. Stay in the shallows where the water is slightly warmer and the fish are. The carp anglers also getting some great action on midmark. So guys, tight lines you all. Pop into the Kingfish in Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice, and I look forward to reporting on my adventures on the water this coming weekend.
Thank you so much, Jan. What a great detailed report on all those competitions, all that's been taking place. Now, let's start off with your river fishing, Jan. Yes, you definitely have to catch up next season. However, that your focus is on the still waters, I wish you all the best in Camberg, my friend. I know you'll do well, and I can't wait to hear about your report coming through next week. As for your advice on that bass fishing, yeah, Jan, great stuff. I can totally vouch for that. That soft plastics has been my go-to bait when everything's were slow. In fact, the black fluke has been my number one bait. Guys, if you want to see these catches, Jan has sent through all these images. That trout and that huge bass is all on our YouTube channel, Angler News. Make sure to check it out. It's the highlights of the show, as well as, like we said, these catches, which you definitely want to check out. Now, KZN, that rounds off our fishing report for this week. It is looking fantastic on all fronts. Looks like that bumpy weather seems to have been over. Yes, there is chill in the air, but that chill means that there are winter edibles around. So make sure you take full advantage. Head on down to Warner Beach. Head on to the lower coast. Going up north coast, there's some bream action. And if you're offshore, you are getting that fish all over the place. As for the freshwater, guys, it is firing on all cylinders. Not only are the big bass at Albert Falls, there are the fish at Mudma Dam as well. So it looks like we are going to be getting some good reports for next week. So make sure to tune in again and listen out for how the fishing is developing for this winter period. So guys, until then, always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. So thanks to the Kingfisher for making this show possible. None of this could happen without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you. And in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.